Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth.
Well, it's coming toward the evening of Resurrection Day. And I can't think of a better way to close it out than with communion of the Lord's Supper. And I thank the Lord for the day thus far. I know y'all got to be tired. I'm tired. Been every night to church. Saturdays are not days off. Saturdays are stress and strain and pray and try to find out what God would have for Sunday morning. And then here we are. We've had this our third service today, and the Lord's blessed us to be able to do what we do. Amen. One of these days it'll come to you. You won't be able to do what you want to do. Night cometh when no man can work. One of the girls, one of Alvin's girls out here, I can't keep them separated which one it was today. I said, is your daddy coming? She said, yeah, he's slow. I said, remember you said that. Because if you keep living, one of these days your children's going to say, yeah, she's slow. I want to read you something tonight. Got some new converts in the congregation tonight. And Josh and Gina's got the right to take communion tonight. We need to be talking about a baptism here. Praise God, fill the pool. I'm going to read you something. Yeah, you Bible students will know where I'm at, and you can turn there or not. Just listen intently. If you'd like to follow along, you can. Little Bible challenge here to see where I'm at when I begin reading. For I've received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. I'll give you a hint. This is Paul. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Now, how often do we eat or how often do we drink? It's as oft as we do. If some do it every week, some do it once a month, we do it every quarter. It's as oft as you do it. The key here is the motive for doing it. It's why we do what we do, and it's to remember what he done for us. His life for mine. Great job, Michael. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever... Now, this scares people right here. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily... Unworthily. It means in not the right motive and when in the wrong place. You're not in the place to drink this. This is for the saved. My Bible heading says in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation or condemnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. In other words, just cause everybody else is. Seems like the thing to do. Must not be anything wrong with it. Russell's doing it. Randall does it. You got to know why you're doing it. If you've ever been born again, I'd say you do know. If you've really been born again, you know You may not know John 3:16, but you know what he done for you if he saved you. So we do this, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. In other words, it killed them. They died because they done this unworthily. They done it without any proper motive. They didn't think anything about it. It was just old hat. So we need to be serious about supper. We take it and we do it. Why? We just read it. Why do we do it? In remembrance of what he done for us. Now, you know, when I was a boy, I was serious about supper. I'd be out playing, and it wasn't no McDonald's or Burger King. We didn't even know what they was. We just went out and we played all day, and when it wasn't school, thank God for the days that we weren't in school. I was one of those kids. And we just rambled about, but when it was, we knew what time we was eating. And we were serious about getting there and taking. You know why? Because we were hungry, had an appetite, and wanted to be fed. Same thing here. We've been out. We've had a great week. The Lord has blessed us. Brother Buddy said he's answered his prayers this week. He's answered some prayers for me. I asked for his presence in the service. And I'm telling you, a dead man could have felt the presence of God in the services. And he answered my prayer with that. Say, what? Isn't he always there? I bring him with me. And I'm just going to tell you, I've been in some meetings that I was saying, where are you, Lord?
Yes.
So he answered my prayer. And you know what? I have developed. I want to take supper tonight and be reminded of why I got all them good things. And it's all by the hand of the Lord. He's a good God. He's a good God. I feel sorry for people that's worshiping Allah, because that's not Jehovah. We got a brother in Pakistan that watches about every service we do. I say, God bless you, brother. He's posting things about loving Jesus. He's got the right one. He's got the one that's not in the ground anymore. He could take supper with us. So if you're here, you're saved, it's your supper. If you're not saved, it's not your supper. This is for those that can do it in remembrance of the Lord. Now, we got a very thin crowd tonight compared to what we normally have. But it's been, as I said, this is our third service this day. So here we are. Now we're going to take the Lord's Supper. My. I want you to get a hold of this. He washed the foot of the one that betrayed him. You remember when Raymond's boy, I forgot which one it was, Raymond Riggs' son preached for us. Was it Jerry? Pat, was it Jerry that preached for us? Anyway, I'll never forget Jerry preaching this. I can't remember who it was preached it, but it's one of the Riggs boys. And he got down on his knee over here, and he said, God took the heel of the man that was about to betray him. That stirred me up. He took that heel and he washed that foot, knowing where that foot was about to go. Isn't that good? I wish that was an original thought, but I'm stealing that from somebody else. I'm just sharing the good news. But you know what? He said, the one that dips the sop with me. That's him. We see the ending of Judas. I preached, touched on it this morning. Went to his own place. That's not a good place that he went to. Jesus said it had been better if that man never been born. That's what Jesus said about him. But we're going to take supper tonight. I mean, if he washed Judas' foot and he fed Judas at the table, how much more the child of God that's been blood washed, praise God, blood dipped, could take this supper and appreciate what God done for us. I think so. I'm going to ask Verena to come back to the piano. Now, here's the thing. Saved or a child of God, but you got unconfessed sin in your life. I'd recommend that you, and there's no confession made to me or anyone else. It's between you and God. But as we stand to our feet, she plays a verse and chorus a song. If you were to need to come and pray before supper tonight, examine yourself and see if you be in the faith, Paul said. Let me explain what we do for communion. You do not have to be a member here. I like this about Free Will Baptist. We have open communion. And whether this supper's for you or not is up to you. And our ordained authority will serve you if you desire to be served. And it's between you and God. And so we have open communion. We fill the first row and skip the second row and fill the third row on both sides and all the way back or wherever. So every other row is open. It makes serving easier. And you feel free to take the supper with us if you're a Christian tonight. Doesn't matter what denomination you're from. We don't care. It matters if you've been born again. So if you do that for us, fill the first one, skip the second one, fill the third one, and so on, and we'll get to... We'll have our ordained authority to come forward. I take my reading out of Luke chapter 22. The Bible said, "Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare?' And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them. Brother Russell, ask the blessing over the bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It's suspended between heaven and earth. Lord, for someone is sorry,
Likewise, also the cup. Brother Richard, ask the blessing over the cup for us. Amen. Brothers, you can serve the supper. And Brother Marcus, if you'll lead us in song. As they're preparing the cup, the bread is on top. You peel off the top, there's the bread, and then the second peel opens up the cup, and we'll make sure that everyone's able to get it open. So if you brothers would serve, Brother Marcus, lead us in congregation song.
But the blood of Jesus, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my heart of this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my heart think this I plead, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing can force it
atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know.
Sometimes these can be a little challenging. If you have one that won't open, if you'll wave at our brothers, they'll bring you another cup. This one's quite the challenge myself. Some of them open right up, some of them's a little difficult. I don't need a knife. It might help if you had fingernails. All right, was everyone served that desired to be served? You guys good back there at the door? Has everyone got their bread and their cup opened? Okay, let me continue to read. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us eat." This cup is the New Testament in our blood, in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us drink. Bless God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You guys, brothers, if you'll receive the empties, and Brother Marcus, if you'll lead us, continue us in song. Being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Brothers, if you would, prepare for the foot washing portion. Sisters to my right, brothers to my left, and Brother Marcus will lead us in song, and one of us will switch off with you here in a minute.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.